Precious Father, we're grateful. We thank you, Lord, for gathering us around your table again this evening time. May you bring life into your word. Make it healing to our body. May it meet every desire of our hearts. We have anticipations for the week. May your word go ahead of us. Bless everything our hands is laid upon, and to hold our footsteps in righteousness. Thank you, Lord, for this. In Jesus Christ's name. Praise the Lord. It's a good thing to be in the house of God. And blessed are those that stay by for the evening meat service. Amen. You know, physically, it's not always easy to stand, to stay back for evening service. You know, the old body will be telling you, oh, I'm tired. But there is time for everything. There is time to be fed. And there is time for us to make good use of what we have been fed with. There's going to be a time we won't have time like this. Amen, hallelujah. Because we just want to admonish ourselves within the short space of time. We will open to the book of Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27 verse 62 to verse 4 of chapter 28. Amen. Now, the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that that deceiver said while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Who are the ones saying this? Religious people, the church people. Amen. The church people. But why is it that they didn't catch the revelation of what Jesus Christ said? But because they were not part of God. Amen. Saying, sir, we remember that day the deceiver said while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away, and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. Pilate said unto them, ye have a watch, that is, you have soldiers. Ye have a watch. Go your way, make it as sure as you can. So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stones from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. This means they fainted. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. We will be going on this. Let's be seated. We'll be going on this topic. I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. The book of John chapter 11, verse 20. The book of John chapter 11, verse 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother has thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. You see, that was her own mindset. Amen. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Because believest thou this? Hallelujah. There is resurrection in every believer. Amen. Now, talking about resurrection, we see that in the beginning, when God was creating the earth, don't forget that everything that God had created came by the spoken word of God. Amen. The spoken word of God is the original seed. Amen. Whatever God has not spoken does not have life. The Bible says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but one jot of my word shall never go unaccomplished. Let that settle in our mind. Amen. All the things that man has made with his own hands are but perversion. Amen. But what God has spoken with his mouth, it will never fail. It will never die. Now let's purify the scriptures. We find out that in Genesis chapter 1. Amen. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass. God was speaking his word. He was giving instructions. That is, he was speaking his laws. So the laws of God's word, the word of God, they are laws of God. And whatsoever God say, it shall be. Amen. You see, verse 11, I say, God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herbs yielding seed. Amen. And the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And that is the reason all the herbs, all the herb yielding trees, and all the grasses, everything, they had a seed that could recreate itself. Because God said it to be so. Hallelujah. There is no science that can create a seed that has life. There is no science that can create any fruit that can give birth to itself. Hallelujah. Amen. Now look at the laws of God. See? Now we see that verse 26, verse 12, and the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. What is good in the sight of God is perfect. Hallelujah. That makes us understand that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Let's find the scripture for that. Amen. You see, God set a law about man, the duty of man. Amen. Verse 26, he said, and God said, let us make man in our own image, in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So what did God ordain man to do? To have dominion. To have dominion is to rule, is to conquer. What are you conquering? Everything that is on this earth. Amen. So that is the reason, from the moment a child is born to this earth, he is like running to fulfill the purpose that is in him. Amen. Man begins to see, when God put a breath of life into Adam, he began to go forth to do everything that God has spoken. Perhaps he was not there. Perhaps, I said perhaps. Maybe he was not there when God said, let there be light. You get it? But when God, all that God has spoken, amen, that this will be this, this will be that, this will be it, we find out that man began to do everything as if he knew what God has said we should do.
Amen. What that means, that all you are ordained to be, God has spoken it into form. Hallelujah. So when you come upon this earth, you begin to accomplish everything because you are programmed to be so. Amen. Hallelujah. And chapter 2, we see verse 9, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight, and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So we find out that God has set his laws. And right from Genesis, there have been two laws. Amen. Praise the Lord. There are two major branches of law set by God. Now, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 9, you see that in the Garden of Eden, what did God say? There was what? The tree of life. The prophet said the tree of life is Christ. Amen. This is Christ. Hallelujah. The tree of life is Christ, that when you eat from it, you will never hunger. The tree of life is a water of life. From it flows the water of life. When you drink from it, you will thirst no more. Amen. So that is Christ. Amen. And then we have the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil couldn't be Christ. Hallelujah. For Satan is the one that had, that bears the knowledge of good and evil. And we have seen from the beginning how that these are warring against one another. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the laws of God's word is supernatural, is spiritual, because it is spoken by the spoken word of God. Amen. The prophet said in the message, the restoration of the bride tree, paragraph 119. The prophet said, God has set all his laws to serve him, both natural and spiritual. Everything is serving God's purpose. Amen. Say, I am serving God's purpose. Amen. I am wonderfully and fearfully made. Amen. God has set all of his laws to serve him, both natural and spiritual, working according to his word, regardless of the conditions. I love that. Amen. Regardless of the conditions. The prophet said God set all of his laws into motion, that it must work according to his own word. Are you getting it? See, his word, his laws has to work according to his word. He commanded the sun, he commanded the moon, he commanded the earth, he commanded nature, and they all fall right in line. And all the laws work in harmony with God's spoken word. And the law of life that's in us will also bring us to a resurrection. It's got to, it's impossible for it not. Because God put it that way. Hallelujah. Amen. See, there are two laws. The law of sin and death. And the law of life. Amen. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus and the law of sin and death. Amen. In Romans chapter 7 verse 5. It tells us of the law of the flesh, the law of sin. He said, for when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin which were by the law did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. Brother Bram said, Satan understands human nature. Amen. And how does the devil get to the people? It comes through the flesh. Hallelujah. That is the gateway to the spirit. Amen. What is the five senses? What we can see, we can hear, we can touch, we can feel. Hallelujah. Amen. And then that is the reason in verse 14, The scripture says, for we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the Lord that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. Amen. Amen. So Satan knows how to use the flesh to bring the people into death. Hallelujah. And anything that is dead has no resurrection and the life. Do we agree? Death means separation from God. Amen. And if you didn't come from God, you can never go back to God. It's not possible. Amen. So if you have come from God, you will go back to God. Then if you have come from God, that is spoken by the word of God, you shall live. Hallelujah. Oops. You will see that in nature. You find out that the herbs, the trees, the grasses, everything that God has created, it comes by the word of God, isn't it? But do they die? They do not die. Amen. Because there is an original life inside of them. The trees do not die. Now, it's proven by nature. It's proven by science. It's proven by the word of God. You find out that in the Hamatan, or what we call, yes, in the winter, what we call the Hamatan, you see the people begin to cough, pahok, 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 here and there. It is the harshness of the cold, amen, that is working against the body, stiffening it, trying to squeeze out life out of you. Amen. So we find out that at this such a time, you see the leaves are falling from the trees. And they are falling. It looks as if they are dead. But the leaves are not dead. The prophet makes us understand that these leaves, they fall to the ground and they are buried under the dust. Hallelujah. But they go under the tree. Amen. Is that the end of it? Didn't the prophet say so? He said, no. That's not the end of it. Hallelujah. This is what gives us hope. That's not the end of it. You see, when the springtime comes forth in the next season, amen, you begin to see that same leaf that had died in the former season. The same leaf, they begin to come back according to their position. Amen. It's proven by science. Genetically, you find out that a certain leaf that has a distinct shape, it stays in one position, and you can sample it in this kind of a region. Amen. Watch that sample. Watch how that leaf falls. When it dies, when you have to wait till the next season, you see that leaf that had fallen, it comes back to its position. Amen. To its exact position. Back to its exact shape. Hallelujah. Back to its exact color. Amen. Back to its fulfilling the same nature. Why? God has spoken it to be so. Do you now believe that? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So everything that God has spoken, they will never die. Amen. Didn't you see that God has spoken all of these animals? All these goods and the things? Even the book of Isaiah chapter 65, it tells us how that the lion shall feed with what? With the lamb. Isn't it? That's in the millennium. Now you should be expecting that all of them is there. Yes, they are dead. But are they all dead? That's the question you will answer. Amen. But by the scriptures, you are going to find them again in the millennium. Hallelujah. These are the things, these are the reasons the prophet was made a reference about his lovely dog, Snickle Fritz. Amen. The prophet also made reference to that kind of a chair that he likes to sit upon. He didn't have enough money to pay for it, to balance the payment. And so the mortgage company came and took it away. Amen. And so when he entered vision and they saw his wife, Hope. Amen. He saw that the same chair that he loved. Amen. So everything that God has spoken about you is sealed forevermore. Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Yes.
Now, in the scriptures, the law of the spirit of life, Romans chapter 8. He said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. That's eternal life. Amen. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Amen. Because they cannot serve God. It's nothing in them to serve God. Amen. They can't find it. They can't get it anywhere. Amen. These are the reasons. You see the Pharisees saying, that impostor, that deceiver. Amen. You see now? So then, verse 10. Verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit of is life because of righteousness. What is it? You have yielded your body so much to the world until the flesh demand the lust of the flesh. Amen. The pride of life. The loss of eyes, of sight. Amen. It has given way. Hallelujah. And the word of God, which is not you living the life, but the what Christ living in you, has put all of these things into subjection. Hallelujah. Verse 10. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Amen. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. What is the mortal bodies? It's physical. Amen. This is the thing that Jesus Christ was making reference to, but Martha didn't get it. Amen. Now, if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwell in you. Amen. The law of the spirit of life dwells in the believer. Because the word of God that you are feeding on is life. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. God bless you, man. Amen. Now, the prophet said something in paragraph 101,
the restoration of bribery.
There is a law given amongst everything. Let me tell you, brethren, all these laws that God has set into motion, I don't care whether you are now a Christian or not. As long as you are ordained to bear that law of life, you must bear it.
Hallelujah.
I think people used to wonder how,
if I can just pray more and fast very more and do this very more and do that very more, I'll make it to the rapture.
It is not by your doing. We must always understand that. Amen. It is not by your doing. You can't serve God. We can't serve God. Amen. It is the grace of God that He put upon us that keeps us serving. Amen. Hallelujah. You should remember I was saying it in the morning that He makes us serve in for His name's sake. It's not for my name's sake. Hallelujah. His name's sake. Amen. So the prophet said, you know, a fish has a law. And that fish can stand up here in the water. And he has a law within him. If he would just let go of that law that's in him, he can sink plumb to the bottom of the sea. Won't bother him a bit. Won't break oneself. You try to do it, that law is not in you. Amen. It's not in you. So when God in the beginning was setting all of his laws into motion, he spoke about what? The beast of the sea. Amen. And when he has spoken it, the laws went into action. Amen. You also know about the law of sow and reap. Amen. That whatever you sow into the ground, you're going to reap it. But do you know that when you sow into the ground, you are going to reap a multiple? You sow a seed of corn into the ground, you are not going to reap a seed of corn. Amen. For God is the one that determines the kind of body that they come up in. You get it now? Sowed in corruption, reaped in what? In corruption. Amen. So, the scripture says, cast your bread upon the waters, and after many days, it shall return back to you. The prophet said, cast your bread upon the waters, and after many days, it shall return butter. Amen. That's the law of God. You might, even a Mohammedan, we partake out of that law. If they have faith in what they believe. Amen. Hallelujah. We move on. There was a law in Christ. That law is in man. You can bury him in the deepest grave or the deepest sea or the lowest hell. There is a law of the Spirit of God that will raise him up again. Hallelujah. You know, a bed has a law. It works against the law of gravitation. It can fly up. Defies the law of gravitation. He will come down whenever he likes. Amen. Now, that's the law that is in him. Because he came by the spoken word. I want us to understand the efficacy of the spoken word of God in the believer. Amen. See? Oh, hallelujah. See, now I'm beginning to. The Bram said, we have a law. The law of the life in us. Amen. Amen. Only thing we have to do, you are made and born and placed here in the body of Christ as sons and daughters of God. So you don't have to knock down to the devil. You get it now? It's like a porcupine. A porcupine is made a porcupine. Amen. A porcupine is that beast or that animal that's little in form, but it has spears and arrows inside his body. So when it's in danger, their arrows will just be coming up, pew, 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 in the direction of the enemy. Amen. Now, that porcupine does not have to run to anywhere and try to produce the spears or the arrows. It is inside of him. Because the spoken word of God has made it so. Amen. Now, if God cares so much about the porcupine, the safety of the porcupine, how much more does he care about the safety of his church? Amen. And he gave the church the best gift. Amen. Hallelujah. So, when God has blessed the church so much with the best gift, it's not something that you have to struggle again and say, oh, if I can just be this, if I can fast for 70 days, if I can fast for 40 days. You know, some people are fasting presently. They are fasting until Christmas Day. Amen. If I can fast up to like this, if I can do this, it is not something you can manufacture. It's already in you. Only if we can see it, that I'm a son of a king. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Bram said, church, he said, you don't have to knock down to the devil. To knock down to the devil is to compromise on the word. You don't have to knock down to the devil. We've got a law. That's the law of the Holy Spirit. The only thing you know you have to do is know how to let go and let God. Amen. Let go and let God is a problem for the church. Amen. Somebody was saying somewhere, he said, let go and let God have his way. He was talking to a brother. And then the pastor's wife said, and then you don't have to be a backseat driver. You know who a backseat driver is? And he's sitting at the back. It's not the driver. Go to one. Why do you? Emma, a lot of. Amen. That's a backseat driver. You are not the one driving, but you are the one matching brake. Amen. That's the problem of the church. We don't know how to let go and let God. But if we can have confidence that the law of life is in us, that when I need it, when I need certain things from God, at the right time, as heaven agrees with the head, as Christ agrees with the church, when we need it, we shall see there. We shall get there. Hallelujah. That is the promise. Amen. So it's not what you let go. The prophet said, it isn't what we fight and pull and hurry and, if I don't get this, if I don't get that, that's not it. It's to know that the law of life is in you. And you just let go and let God. Then what happened? Then it takes you to your healing. The word of God will naturally or supernaturally take its effects. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. See, it takes you to your healing. Takes you to the baptism of the Spirit. Or anything that he has promised. Any claim that he has given is yours. And by letting go and let God. Does that speak volume to every one of us? Hallelujah. To let go and let God. That the Lord has not given me the spirit of fear unto bondage, but has given me the spirit of adoption. Do you know what adoption means? Amen. Romans 8 tells us that he that he are justified, he that he has called, he justified. Now see the work of God. He that is justified is sanctified. Amen. Amen. And then he said, he had already, not he will, he has. No, that means when God, before God called, he had taken care of all of that. That's it. So before you called, before you were justified, amen, he had ensured it. Like we say insurance. He had insured it unto adoption. He had been glorified. So then you don't have the spirit of fear into you, inside of you. You have faith upon you. You have the spirit of adoption into you, whereby you no longer struggle. You let go and let God. Nature walk according to the to your flesh. Amen. You let go and let God. The Bible says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So all that the winter cold has taken. Paragraph 115. Brother Bram said, and so is it now with the people. Under the winter's coldness of cold, former religion killed out there, the nearing of the Son of God in these last days, coming to his church, restores it back to life again. Say, I will restore, said the Lord. Amen. But if he will restore everything that death killed. That's right. Now, the only way it can ever remain dead is let it lay in the wrong place. But if it falls in the right place, it's got to come back to life again. If you keep staying in there, in the fellowship, amen, not forsaking the assembly of the brethren, no matter how stooped so low you have been, but if you just keep staying in fellowship, you have life in you. Hallelujah. Amen. You have life in you. And so all that the winter kills, then the sun restores. Returning of the sun, what does it do? It forces. It forces death. So when the sun, the spring sun comes, back in line of the earth, again, it actually forces death to give up its death to a resurrection. For what? A restoration. I restore again. Amen. What does it? The sun coming. That's God's law. Amen. You see that? That's God's law. So if God's law is set like that in nature, it's also set like that in the supernatural. Amen. Because the prophet said, God's word, amen, is it controls both natural and the spiritual. So you shouldn't be afraid. Amen. Now the scripture says, for he that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth on me, he shall never die. Romans 8:11 says, the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead. Amen. So if I am in Christ Jesus, if Christ is poured into me in the Holy Ghost, amen, I cannot die. Not just that, say, not just talking about the resurrection money, my brethren. Amen. That's what I want to get to. But this physical body in this earth will not fail you. That's why the law of life is in you. The law of life is in every believer. Amen. If every believer will say, if every believer that is weak will say, I am strong by the spoken word of God, come by faith, then he receives strength. Amen. If every believer will say, I am rich. The spoken word that comes from his mouth makes him rich. Hallelujah. And he makes him act as that. I am rich. I am weak. Let he that is weak say, I am strong. Let he that is poor say, I am rich. Hallelujah. Let him that is sick say, I am healed. Because why? The law of life is in you as a believer. Amen. The law. The prophet said, in the message, the deity of Jesus Christ. He said, that same power of Christ that was hung on Calvary's cross, the same God that raised him up on the day of resurrection, is in you now. You that's got the Holy Ghost, oh, don't you love him? It is in you. It is not that, how will I get there? No, sir. You just keep going. Let go. Let go. Let go. Amen. He said, shall supply my needs according to his riches in glory. He is faithful to supply it. Amen. He keeps renewing our life every day. Isn't it? He's faithful to do that. And so if there is sickness in the body, the law of life in the believer puts that flesh, that mortal body, back to life again by faith in the promised word. Hallelujah. Amen. We look at Lazarus. Martha said, I know he is going to rise again at the last day. Jesus Christ said, I am the resurrection and the life. For because Lazarus, that righteous Lazarus, was a part of God, the law of life was in him. Hallelujah. Therefore, God called him by his name. Lazarus, come forth. And you see, all the corruption of his physical body, all the corruption of the physical body, obeyed the word of God. The law of life perfectly set in, and he rose up from the grave. They loosed the mantle from his body. Amen. And they rolled up the stones. Amen. They rolled up his stones, and he's alive. He lived yet again, rather, and completed his purpose. Hallelujah. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 13, verse 21, we see the law of life in the prophet, Elisha. The book of 2 Kings, chapter, if you have it there. The Bible says, and it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that behold, they spied a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulcher of Elisha. This is Elisha that parted the Jordan River Jordan. The law of life was in him, isn't it? The law of life was in him. Amen. This is the same Elijah that spoke this word from his mouth, and God had to see that it come to pass. That is the same thing with the believer. Amen. Now, because the law of life was in Elijah, and when the man was let down, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elijah in a time of war, and when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elijah, he revived and stood up on his feet. Elijah was already dead. His flesh had already gone, returned back to the dust. But because the law of life is in you by the spoken word of God, it did not die. Did you see that now? The law of life was in you by the spoken word. It did not die, and it cannot die. There's no power in hell that can make it die, because the law of life is from God. So where the law of life in Elisha, amen, and he had died, he had been dead, yes, physically dead, but not yet dead. You get it now? Amen. For he being a part of God, and so they put the bone, a dead man rather, upon his sepulcher, upon his grave. Amen. Because the law, in the law of life, there is healing in Christ. There is deliverance in Christ. Amen. Everything that is in Christ, didn't he pour it inside the church? Hallelujah. Did you see that now? So that law of life was not only for Elisha. Amen. It is for the every believer. Hallelujah. That is the reason they put a dead man upon the grave of Elisha. He can resurrect him back to life. Hallelujah. Because the law of life was in him. That is the same way the law of life is in you. Don't they say that? The grave of William Brown. That people still go there. When they go there, they pray about their sickness, pray about it, and they still experience miracles. It is not only for the prophets. It is to all that believe. Because the scripture said, for he that believeth on me. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at Peter in the prison. Herod wanted to have a cheap popularity. Then he put him in prison. and to show that he's definitely secured in the prison, they chained him with two soldiers and they put him in the inner prison. And the king meant to cut off his head the following morning to get cheap popularity after killing who did they kill? That they were so happy. James, rather. James. They took him with a spear. Amen. So they were so happy. Wanted to get cheap popularity. But you must fulfill purpose. Kosi agbara na. Kosi agbara okun na. If you believe, if you know what you believe.
Hallelujah.
Because the law of life dwelleth inside of me.
Hallelujah.
The life can, Satan cannot give anybody life. But the law of life is in the word. So I am living in the life. I am living in the light.
Hallelujah.
I am walking in his word. And so, then following morning,
or rather in the middle of the night,
while the saints of God were praying,
hallelujah,
the angel of God stepped out of the pillar of fire.
Amen.
Step out of it and tap Peter.
Arise.
Then the chains that ordinarily would not lift up, perhaps. The Bible said, and a chain fell like dead leaf. And he arose.
Hallelujah.
You see the law of life in the believer. He arose from the prison. The enemy must have thought, oh, we have gotten him. We have finished him. Tomorrow morning, we are going to conclude the deal.
Hallelujah.
Why? They are trying to truncate the program of God for the life of the children of God. And so the enemy was certain sure. But God said, no, you have not finished my work. You get it? We are all living for a purpose. And so the angel of God took him and he said, follow me. And he walked, we followed him. The first gate, chained with bars of iron, it just broke loose and opened. The second bar of iron, it broke and loose. The third one, it broke and loose all by themselves. Is there anything that can defeat the purpose of God for God's children? It's just that we don't have any time. When the children of Israel were on their way to the promised land, and there came before them the mighty wall of Jericho. You see that? Because the law of life is in God's church, and it must work out their deliverance before all of their enemies. And God said, this battle is not yours, it is mine. Amen. And all that God required of the church is to obey. May we always remember to obey. They just had to obey. They never did shoot any arrow. But when they obeyed God's word and praising the Lord, the mighty walls of Jericho began to fall flat.
Hallelujah.
So if we have faith that the law of life is in us, amen. The mighty walls of Jericho has to fall flat in our life. Do you believe the Lord?
Let's rise on our feet and pray.
The law of life, let it live in me. It is not an assurance that the church will bury me. No, sir. I don't care whether the church will bury me. I don't care whether I die inside the water. I don't care whether I'm blown into pieces. All I am concerned about is the law of life living in me. When the law of life live in me, even my mortal bodies, I shall receive strength in it. You shall receive healing. For the Bible says, healing is the children's bread. Oh, yes, Lord. I don't believe in what Satan tells me. Yes, the doctors might have done all of their best according to their books. Yes, but I believe in what the word of God says. Because the law of God's word tells me that healing is the children's bread. And what is the children's bread? The children don't have to beg or negotiate. They don't have to knock their head upon the floor. Amen. And compromise and beg and say, "Oh, Father, please, please." The children hide a servant. The bride of Christ is a wife. You just go and order whatever it desires for. And the prophet said, "What if the fish? If he say, I will just drink sparingly, so that this water will not waste." Oh, it is somewhat like an attitude of the church today. I will just drink sparingly. Oh, I pray and I prayed. Well, maybe it is meant to be. But do you remember that the prophet said? He said, there is something God cannot do for you that you have to do for yourself. And do you know what you have to do for yourself? God cannot have faith for you. He believes that the law of life that he has put inside of you is sufficient. For my grace is sufficient for you. Everything is working out for my good. Empty and broken, I come back to thee, a vessel unworthy, so scarred by sin. But he did not despair, he started over again. And I'm so blessed today, he didn't throw the clay away. Over and over, he molds me and makes me into his likeness. He fashions the clay. Oh, a vessel of honor I am today, and it's all because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. You believe the law of life is in you? Oh, he is the portal, and I am the clay. Molded me in his image, just as he wants me to stay. But when I stumble and I fall, and my vessels break, he just picks up all the broken pieces. He doesn't throw the clay away. Oh, over and oh yes, Lord, he molds me and makes me into his likeness. He fashions the clay. Oh, a vessel of honor I am today, and it's all because Jesus didn't throw the clay away. Don't forget, he molded me in his image, just as he wants me to stay. It's the law of life in me. And if you want some healing, healing is yours in Jesus Christ's name. If you trust in God for promotion, it's not from man, my brother. Though man is an instrumentality of God. He ministers to whoever he chooses to reveal himself to. And no man can say, "God, why did you bypass me? Why did you go stay thus?" Amen. He chooses to reveal himself to whoever he wants to. Amen. He lifts up and nobody can put down. All the powers of hell was not enough to bring down David. All the powers of hell was not enough to bring down Daniel. All the powers of hell was not enough to bring down Mordecai. and Esther. All the powers of hell was not enough to bring down Jesus Christ. All the powers of hell is not enough to bring down he that believeth in me. Therefore I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, and to as many as serve them, that in their physical bodies the cells are receiving corruption. Satan is the perverter. He's trying to make us lose confidence on the world. But life, Christ is the healer. Life is the healer. Therefore, may life spring forth from the hallway, from the spring of faith that is in the bottom of our hearts. May he spread through all the cells of our physical bodies. And may all the organs of the bodies that are compromised, may they receive life in the name of Jesus Christ. Because it is the law of God's word that transcends over activities of men. And man does not know what God is doing. But God is working among men. And though they that believe in him, they see God working among them.
Oh God,
I decree that may the wilderness of life for us, may it create pathway for us. Where they say the road is blocked, may there be a road for us in Jesus Christ. As the children of Israel walking through the wilderness, walking on the highway, on the right road, no water for them to drink, and they were thirsty. But Christ Jesus is that rock that was following them. Oh, hallelujah. The scripture makes us understand. The prophet said, he created an oasis of water in the desert land. Therefore, I decree that in the desert land of our life, this land is unfruitful. This land is dryness. Desert is hopelessness. Desert means death. But if the same God, the author of life, could speak life into the barren grounds of Sarah and say, Sarah shall give birth to a son according to the manner of life, and God watched over his word to see that it come to pass, I decree that may every bedding ground that is dry in our life, for the bedding ground is to receive life, is a receiver of life. Now, to be receiver of life is if we are planted upon the right ground. As long as we are in the right ground, may the word of life, because the word of God has said in Genesis chapter 22 verse 17, he said, thy seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. Enemies don't want us to accomplish the purpose of God. Enemies just want to be subjected to bow before him. But because we got the life of God in us, hallelujah, may every desert of our life receive life in the name of Jesus Christ. In our family life, the devil is the one that is the seed of discord. That serpent, that's the seed of discord. He started bringing discord in Genesis chapter 3. And that discord had transcended through the world. And it is causing death, sickness, and everything. But we give thanks to God Almighty, who was hung on Calvary. He almost gave up when he said, let his cup pass over me. But thanks to Calvary, he had to put himself through because of us. Oh, he said, he was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon him. And therefore, with his stripes, we were healed. Therefore, with his stripes, you are healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Healed from every infirmities, healed from every corruption, healed from every failure, healed from every backwardness. The Lord give it back life, changing your life, changing your testimony like Jabez. To live a life worthy of glory, giving God the glory all the days of our life. Lord, and to as many as those that desire anything, it is the Holy Ghost that searches through the reins of the heart. He knows what our needs are. I don't know, but my needs are also all lifted up to Calvary. For that song says, bodies are lifted at Calvary. Jesus Christ will meet you there. We lay our bodies at the cross. May life from God pass through it. May every deadness receive life. Thank you, precious Lord. May we go forth with testimony. May the healing, may the Lord arise in his walk with healing in his wings and visit each one of us unto our homes who are faith inside of us. For God has to keep his word to bring it to pass. Let every tears be turned to what? To laughter. The economy is bad. People are lamenting. Those without Christ are passing through woe. But may the law of life spring forth in faith inside of every believer. That scripture that says, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto it. May the law of life set in so much that this, as the prophet said, the faith that is in the believer, that is in the church, is enough to create a 1,000 worlds. Let abundant faith spring forth in every one of us to create bag of rice, to create cars, to create house, to create whatsoever our heart desires, to create jobs, to create promotion. Yes, sir. To ask abundantly and receive and come back testifying, giving thanks to the Lord, living our life as a form of thanksgiving. All the days of our life, grant it, sweet Father Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, I will pray. God bless you.
The Lord bless you. We have come to the end of today's service. I spoke with Brother Wumi briefly in the afternoon and he sent greetings to the brethren. God bless you richly. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with every one of us now and until his coming. Amen. God bless you. I will solve that one after the service. God bless you. Our next gathering will be Wednesday by the grace of God. And then that same Wednesday is the commencement of the ministers meeting, and on Friday, Brother Omi has invited us to UI. We are ready the morning. I'll put it also in the group. And then, if you want to ask the description, talk to people that have worked in UI or are working in UI or that know UI. I don't know UI, but I found my way there somehow by God's grace. I hope to come from Ilorin that day and be in the program. The Lord bless you. Great is the Lord. And greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, in beautiful for situation, the joy of the world. Oh, it's Mazda on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Oh, it's Mazda on the sides. The northern city of the hallelujah, great is the Lord, who am greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, is beautiful for
or situation, or the job, or the war. It's murder on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Oh, it's murder, the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God, they are the works.